Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
It's 8:40 p.m. on February 14, 2018, and Nicholas Cruz remains in a hospital gown and handcuffed to the floor of an interrogation room at Broward Sheriff's Office in Florida. At the same time, some of Cruz's victims from Stoneman Douglas High were fighting for their lives, while others were being mourned by their loved ones.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
Even though I didn't want to get in the car, I had to.
With Amanda Howard and Robert McKnight.
Hello there, I'm Rob McKnight, and welcome to Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. We are now at episode 6 of our deep dive on Nicholas Cruz. Amanda Howard, the serial killer whisperer, is with us. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Robert. Can I say I can't wait to stop singing Pumped Up Kicks? That's going to be the best part of this series.
Well, I think you still might hear a little bit of it in the next couple of episodes. But, Amanda, before we get into our resumption of Nicholas Cruz, you're about to do another one of your infamous museums.
Yes, we're doing the Death Museum again at Parramatta Jail on October 7th, which is about 3 weeks away from filming, so it might not be by the time this goes out.
Amanda Howard.
But it's 3 weeks
I went to say your middle name then, yeah. And I couldn't remember it.
And you don't know when I was born or my birthday, so it's all good.
For God's sake, this again.
Yes, but my museum is coming up at Parramatta Jail, which is here in Sydney. It has lots more stuff from all the serial killers I used to speak to and some I still do speak to. It's got a whole stack of art, and I've actually doubled my JFK collection, which was already the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere. Now it's even bigger. So that's what I've been doing when I haven't been writing or recording pods. I've been putting things into frames and mounting them and all sorts of things like that. It's a lot of work.
Well, did you see that one of the Secret Service officers has actually come out and written a book that was with JFK on the day he died?
Yeah, there's been a few of those over the years, and it's always interesting to get another perspective because a lot of them obviously can't talk for a certain amount of years, and if they're still in the service or they have to keep that silence. So I think once he's probably that old now, because he would have been probably 30 or 40 then, and it was over 50 years ago, over 60 years ago, I think it's been actually 60 years this year. Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because Doctor Who turns 60 on the same day. So it was November 22 in the United States, but it was November 23 in England when Doctor Who started. And Doctor Who was actually delayed 15 minutes while they covered the assassination of JFK.
Yep, and they did actually replay it the next night as well because they really hoped to get those people in. And that's a weird thing, I know, and purely because of your love and affiliation with Doctor Who. But, yes, it's 60 years. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to have to do some little extra bits for this now. So
I think we will have to do a special JFK, all the stuff Amanda knows. Well, that would be a whole series.
Well, Robert, I've got 7 episodes already written to go on Kennedy and the related deaths and murders.
Well, it might have to be our next season for the whole. We don't talk off air, so this is why we have our production meetings on air, everybody.
Yeah, close friendship we have here. I get this random phone number thing. Who's this?
Anyway, that'll be fascinating to see what that Secret Service officer has to say, because he has said that the reason he has written his book is he's avoided it for so long, but there's so much misinformation out there. So it will be interesting to see what he has to say. Meanwhile, let's go to Nicholas Cruz, who we are profiling this season. And what's been great about this, Amanda, is the way that we are following this through from the shooting, his videos leading up to it, and the interrogation. And next week is actually going to be interesting because we see him talking with the psychologist or the psychiatrist trying to convince them that he's crazy and that he's hearing these demon voices, which we know during these interrogations just looks like the biggest load of shit. So that'll be an interesting one for next week. But last week we examined the first 2 hours of the interrogation. We still have a long way to go. Cruz has been speaking to John Curcio. He's a detective from Broward Sheriff's Office. And Amanda, as we resume the interview, you will love this, and I know you know what's coming. You said you couldn't get that song out of your head, and now the topic of music comes up. Let's have a listen to what happens.
But the voice just doesn't like me because he thinks I'm too nice. Why do you think I'm nice? Why do you think I'm nice? Forget the voice. Why do you think I'm nice? I already told you why. Why do you think I'm nice? What purpose would it be for me not to be nice?
Listen to music.
What kind of music were you listening to?
Sad music.
Do you have headphones on? I'm sure we don't like the same music. What kind of music were you listening to? Name the group.
What was it? Mark Green.
You have to help me. Mark what?
Mark something.
What was the song, though?
Sad.
That's the name of the song, Sad?
No, Salad Days.
Salad Days? And was it, you know, it was on your phone, so it's on what your, I don't know anything about phones, I don't listen to the music on my phones, man. It's on your,
SoundCloud?
It's on my Pandora. I don't even know if anybody uses Pandora anymore. That's the only thing I know. So it's on SoundCloud? And what are the lyrics to that? I mean, you don't have to sing it to me, please. But what are the lyrics about?
Go home.
Huh?
Go home.
Go home?
Go home. It's all mixed together.
Okay, but, you know, again, is it a song about a girl? Is it a song about...
Song about a girl and dying.
Okay, so it's a song about suicide? And what's it called?
Muck Green. Holiday.
Muck Green.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
You know how to spell it? Because I want to listen to it just so I understand what you're talking about. Hold on one second.
What else?
Are you listening to more than one song? What other song are you listening to?
Russian music?
What do you mean Russian music? Like
Russian bass.
Russian what?
Bass.
Bass? That's a group or that's a style?
Style.
Okay, what is that, like just instruments?
Yeah, it's like party music almost.
Like party music? I mean, again, I apologize because I'm pretty stupid about headphones. You had the big headphones on or you had the little earpiece in?
Little earpiece.
Okay. What other song other than the Russian?
Just a lot of sad songs.
All right. Did you pick the music yourself or did the demon pick the music?
Demon and then myself partially.
All right, which ones did you pick?
The sad ones.
Which ones did he pick?
Evil ones.
The evil ones. Give me an evil one compared to a sad one. You already gave me a sad one. What's an evil one?
Penzermensch.
What?
Penzermensch.
Penzermensch. And what does that say?
I don't know.
I mean, there's no lyrics to it?
No. Well, there is lyrics, but I don't know what it means.
But is it in English?
No.
What language is it in?
German.
German? You're Latin, right? What do you listen to? What's Cruz, isn't it? What is Cruz?
That was Wyatt.
Well, your last name is Cruz, so I'm assuming you have some Spanish heritage. Why particularly are you listening to German music? Is it because you like it?
No, the demon wanted it.
Okay, but do you always listen to German music? You listen to Russian and German?
Yeah, the Russian, the German, the sad, the suicidal.
Okay, well, do you speak German?
No.
Do you speak Russian?
No.
Then how do you know what the lyrics mean?
I don't.
So they could be happy, right?
I don't know if they're happy or not.
But again, you don't because you can't speak it.
The demon chose that I didn't choose.
But you have them on your, how long do you think you had them on your playlist?
A long time.
Okay, so you listened to them a lot of times? And you never wanted to know what the lyrics were?
It's whatever he chooses.
I mean, I got to ask the question with all this German stuff. I mean, you don't speak German at all. Is German in your heritage at all, Russian?
I don't know what my heritage is.
Well, is Cruz your adopted name? Do you know what your name was before that? Do you think you were German or Russian?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you ever want to look into who your real parents were? Do you ever do anything like that to try to find out under that Ancestry.com or anything?
My mom tried to.
Okay. So you tried to find your birth parents?
No, not my birth parents, my ancestry.
Okay, but you never tried to find your birth parents?
I wanted to.
But did you ever try to find them? I mean, you wanted to, but I'm saying, did you ever actually try to do anything? Do you know what city you were born at all?
I said, I don't know. I think it's Margate.
Margate, Florida? So you had a playlist of music that didn't even help you pick out, but you picked out some of them. I'm just having a tough time understanding this demon thing.
I know.
Well. Now, Amanda, when I threw to this clip and we mentioned music, I thought he was going to be talking about Pumped Up Kicks, because that is the song that you've been talking about, that you mentioned in the intro. And let me remind people of the lyrics in that song, which we know was one of his favorites. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run faster than my bullet. Interesting omission.
It is. And then when we sort of see that he's saying, oh, I was playing Russian music and German music. Well, how did he find that music if he doesn't know what
the it's demon. Called? It was the demon,
name,
Amanda.
Know the name. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, obviously the demon, you know, comes from a very special race in Germany, you know. It's just interesting that he's playing this down where we saw his search history and he played a lot of music. Yeah, he looked up Nazi and stuff like that, but this song was played like thousands of times and it's still playing in my head too. It's amazing that he just sort of, you know, oh no, it's all the sad stuff. But Curcio is calling him on this, you know, and we know from what we saw of him before, you know, like he's saying, oh, you know, I'm going to be the next school shooter, pew, pew, pew. We know that person. We've seen that person. This person in here now, he's probably over the adrenaline now. He's probably so exhausted, and he didn't sleep the night before, which we learnt last week, that he's probably exhausted, but he's still trying to play this game. And, like, Curcio's all over it, and he knows that he's just an asshole. He's not actually this poor, sad kid. He's an asshole who went in there purposely to kill these people and to use songs that inspired that. So that's why he's not talking about them now, because he thinks that no one's going to find that out.
I've come up with a theory. There is a demon. The demon is his. The demon is his penis, because this guy is a wanker.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. And if our overseas listeners, hopefully you know the Australian term for wanker, Google it. Actually, maybe not. It means jerking off, because you may not want to, you may not want to Google that one. Oh, I've gone down a path again. All right, moving on, because Curcio then brings the interview around to Cruz's relationship with his brother and his living arrangements. And this is a path we're going to go down in a moment, the involvement or lack thereof of the brother, because obviously he's been tarred with this brush. But let's have a listen to what Cruz has to say.
What did your brother tell you to do when you told him about the demon? Where are the voices?
To focus on life.
Focus on life? Did you ever do that?
I tried.
Okay, but when you would focus on life, did things work out? You're making good money, man. You spent $4,000 on guns, so not everything in your life was bad. Did you pay rent to live at Brother's place? How much did you pay rent-wise?
50.
50 a week? Or a month?
Every 2 weeks.
50?
Yeah.
Did you buy all your own food and stuff?
No.
No? Okay, so what'd you do with, how much money do you think you made a week working?
Under 300.
100 to 300?
Under 300.
Under 300 a week. So that's pretty good money, $1,200 a month. And you're paying 50 every 2 weeks, so that's 100. What'd you do with the other $1,200 a month you made? You had your mom's money too, so what'd you do with your money?
Food.
Food? I mean, did you eat out every day or what? That's a lot of money to spend $1,200 a month on food.
Baby guns.
The Xanax you were talking to me about earlier, where'd you get the Xanax? On the street or?
On the streets.
So you used to buy that? Other than Xanax and marijuana, what other drugs you never tried? Flaca, PCP, cocaine, heroin?
No.
Okay, Xanax, how many of those did you take when you used to take them?
Five.
Okay, five. What side bar? How big, what color was it?
Half sometimes, full.
What color?
White.
White. All right, but that was off the street. Did they help you sleep?
Made me drowsy.
Okay. Did it make the demon go away?
Yeah.
When was the last time you think you did Xanax?
A long time.
So if the Xanax helps you get the demons away.
Same, marijuana does it better.
Marijuana does it better? When was the last time you smoked marijuana?
Last week.
You're making $1,200 a week. Why do you smoke marijuana every day to get rid of the demon?
Illegal.
It's illegal?
Yeah.
It's illegal. It was illegal whether you do it once a week or once every 5 minutes. So why didn't you choose to get rid of the demon by doing it? Anytime you heard the demon, just light up a blunt. I mean, you had the money, man.
Yes, I knew it was illegal and I didn't want it to wrong, but he wanted it to wrong.
Okay. So the demon wanted you to do wrong, but then your good side didn't want to do wrong by smoking marijuana?
Even though it made him go away.
Even though it made him go away.
Amanda, every time I hear the word demon now, you don't want to know where my mind's going. Look. Again, I'm saying this a lot, but I love Curcio. I think the way he handles this interview is on point. And look at him getting at every point. And I got to say, I think this is a cakewalk interview for him.
Yeah, I think so too. And what we're seeing especially is that there has been a reversal of how they're sitting. So when this started, Curcio was leaning forward into it and Cruz was lying back sort of trying to get away. They've actually now changed those positions. Curcio sitting back,
yes,
calm and easy, and Cruz is now setting forward trying to sort of whisper these answers to him. And it's just interesting that we can see that that's what has changed and what has effectively happened over the last 2 or 3 hours. You know, but at the same time, everything that Cruz says, Curcio is picking up on him. You know, like, oh, I only smoke pot once a week because it's illegal. And like Curcio's like, well, it's illegal if you do once a week or once a day. Like, you know, there you go, smoke up a blunt.
So illegal if you kill people.
Well, exactly. That's a whole nother section that we're going to get into. But it is one of those things that, you know, he's concerned about the pot, which is, you know, legalize it if you ask me. And yet he's not talking about the Xanax he's getting off the street or anything else he's taking. He doesn't want to smoke too much pot because it's illegal. So it's these things, and Curzio is sort of like not even sort of fighting back now, you know, he's going, oh, right, you know, and things like that. He's not trying to get this information out of him because it's now flowing. Cruz isn't giving the right answers, but it's coming now, because when he said there was something does it make the demon go away? And Cruz answered that yes, straight up. Didn't think about that, didn't try and create an answer. He went yes. So there are things that sort of hint at there is some truth in this demon thing, but it's not. But there's issues that keep cropping up, that Curzio is saying, yeah, but why? Like, you know, yeah. This makes no sense, because Cruz is just trying to manipulate this, but doing it in a very morose and sad way. Not Stephen McDaniel way, but close enough to it.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things at the end of that, and Curzio, I really am loving, he does these little at the end of it, which is a bullshit way of calling him out, I think. Let's have a little listen to that last part again and hear the way Curzio just throws in a
I knew it was illegal and I didn't want it to run, but human, it's wrong.
So the demon wanted you to do wrong, but then your good side didn't want to do wrong by smoking marijuana?
Even though I made him go away.
Even though I made him go away.
There it is. Like,
that's a catch.
Yeah, right, kid.
Yeah, I'm not even going to entertain this. We're just going to leave that there, because it's really wasting his time. You know, he goes and gets his drink and sort of takes a sip after that, because he's like, yeah, this is not shit we care about. But, you know, we still haven't actually talked about what's happened, but he's just going through all of this stuff and it's just, it's those things, it's like, whatever.
And he's repeating the answers back to him. It's sort of like he the way he's playing it, What are we saying when a person repeats what the other says when they ask a question? Is it buying time? Is it trying to find an answer when Cruz is doing that?
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is that, as I said, Wei had that very quick yes to the demon question, but when he's like, oh, you know, and why was I only smoking once a week or something like that, that is just taking the time to actually get their mind to think about what they're going to construct as the answer rather than just going with it naturally.
Now, you wouldn't usually think passive aggression would be used in these situations, but Curzio, he's throwing a bit more shade at Cruz. Let's have a listen to this.
Did I just break your finger?
I fell off the porch.
What were you doing when you fell off the porch?
Running.
Why were you running?
Because I was happy.
Whose porch?
Brother.
Your brother's? Where your brother stays at? Did you actually have a splint on your finger?
Cast.
I removed it. Well, wait until the doctor. Then you had anxiety problems, and marijuana and Xanax cured your anxiety and made the demons go away. It seemed like an easy fix, man, if that's true.
If that's true, I love it, Amanda. He's really telling Cruz he's not buying his bullshit without actually saying that. Oh, that was pretty close, I reckon.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets, I think. It's fantastic, because he's not even looking at him now. He's playing with his drink bottle.
Yeah.
You know? He's letting Cruz just go on with his bullshit, you know. And that's what he says. There was a tiny micro gap in that before he said it, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go for it and say that, you know, because it's just pushing him, because Cruz is shut down, but he's still trying to sort of organize this the way that he wants to say it. That's why he's talking about Nazis and Germany and all this sort of stuff, you know. But Curzio's saying to him, well, if you needed to see a doctor, why, like, you went and saw a doctor about a broken finger, if it really was broken, you know, why didn't you ask about some meds then? Why didn't you talk about demons? Why didn't you ask for a referral to a psychiatrist? You know, I know that the healthcare system over there is very complex and very expensive, but if he thought it was going to make him kill, surely you'd want help before you get to that point. But we know from those videos, you know, I'm the next school shooter, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
We know that that is not someone who's following what a demon says. That's not the demon talking. That is just a manipulative little asshole, you know. And it's quite amazing how Curcio is able to sort of push this out of him at the same time by trying to say, I'm not believing this. This makes no sense. But Cruz isn't sort of trying to catch up. He's still trying to keep to this storyline, whereas Curcio is now just calling bullshit on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, then, Curcio, if you think he's called bullshit up until now, well, right now he's going for the jugular.
Hey, what are you doing when you fell off the porch?
Running.
Running? Why were you running?
Because I was happy.
Whose porch?
Brother.
Your brother's? Where your brother stays at? Did you actually have a splint on your finger?
Cast.
Well, wait until the doctor, then you had anxiety problems, and marijuana and Xanax cured your anxiety and made the demons go away. It seemed like an easy fix, man, if that's true. You sure you didn't like the demon voice?
I don't like the demon voice.
Sure?
Sure.
Then why didn't you go to a doctor to get rid of it?
I'm just afraid.
Why? Well, forget that for a second. Let me ask you another crazy question. If the demon was the demon there that night, Ian beat you up on campus?
Huh?
Was the demon there that day when Ian beat you up on campus?
Yes, he told me to go up to him.
Okay, so who did Ian beat up? You were the demon.
Me.
Okay, so why didn't the demon do something to stop it? Huh?
Why didn't it?
I don't know. That's a good question, because the demon's telling you to do all these bad things. Why couldn't the demon get you mad enough to get the best of Ian?
I don't know.
I don't believe it. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. But why the fuck?
I don't know. The demon's this all-powerful thing that tells you to do bad things and you're afraid of it. Why did the demon just take over right then when Ian was getting the best of you and get the best of Ian? Why did the demon not do that? Why do you think? I can't figure it out either, because I don't think the demon exists.
Okay. I think.
I don't think it exists.
No,
I think that... Go ahead.
Am I able to, like, think to myself about it?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you can think all you want. I'm just
thinking about the demon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want me to leave you to think for a while, and then I'll come back and talk to you. I personally think you're using the demon as an excuse.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. I promise.
You could have stopped the demon by getting a prescription for marijuana. You could have stopped the demon by getting a prescription for Xanax. You could have stopped the demon by illegally doing marijuana, which you were doing anyway. You could have stopped the demon by doing Xanax illegally, which you were doing anyway. You could have stopped the demon anytime you want. You didn't want to stop the demon.
No, that's not
true. You didn't. You could have. I've given you four ways you could have stopped the demon, man. Okay, now, you know, you're just acting like that because...
No.
Okay, well, relax. You're just acting like that because I'm making sense. Calm down. I'm making sense, and you don't like when it makes sense.
No.
Because it doesn't fit into the story you're telling right now.
No, I'm telling you the story. It's true. It's just,
well, why are you looking at your arm now?
I'm trying to understand why...
Well, why didn't you want to stop the demon?
I don't know.
Because you, I think you like the demon.
No, I don't.
Why did you stop it then?
I don't like the demon.
That's if the demon even exists.
I get an attorney or something?
You want what? An attorney?
Yeah.
Did the demon or the voices tell you to get an attorney?
Okay.
All right. Well, you tell the voice that don't hit yourself in the head, because the attorney, the demon just requested I will stop talking to you.
I'm scared.
You're scared of what?
Scared of. Why wouldn't he protect me, man?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he protect me?
All right. Well, again, your demon wants an attorney. Does the demon know an attorney? Any name in particular? Okay. All right. Well, just relax. You're done talking to me. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
I think that's one of the most significant clips we've seen so far, Amanda. The way that Curcio has called him out and said, I don't think the demon exists, and that seemingly has sent Cruz into a meltdown.
Well, yeah, it has, but it hasn't. So if you're watching this, you'll think, oh, my God, he's going off. He's about to start yelling and screaming. He appears agitated. He's pulling at his clothes and all that. But he's not doing it consistently. He stops every time Curcio speaks. So his brain can't do this act and then answer these questions and know what's going on. If he was just like yelling and screaming, you know, Hail Satan or something over the whole time, that's someone who is having a meltdown. This is a kid who's trying to sort of appear now that the questions are getting too hard, because look at this. This is 3 or 4 hours into the interrogation, and Curcio has called him now on every single thing in this last space of the last couple of clips. And so he now has no out, because Curcio's not believing the story. He thought he was. And he's now said to everything, I don't think you hurt your hand. You know, I don't think that you're really smoking drugs. I don't think that there's a demon. I don't think that, you know, that you're sad or confused or anything like that. That this is just a load of bullshit, that he's just playing a game here. And Curcio has called him. And so now he's doing all this, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But he did the smart thing. Finally, he asked for a lawyer. But it's like shutting the gate after the horse has bolted. He said a lot. So, but, yeah, he's now asked for a lawyer.
You know, it's interesting what you just said about not being able to do two things at once. It's that classic you keep coming back to about when people are fake crying, because when they're trying to show their, oh, I didn't kill them, I love them, you know, but they can't produce the tears because they're doing the lie. And
yeah,
so
exactly. And that's what's going here, yeah.
Yeah, that totally equates. Look, there's something we're going to do very different here now. This next section is only going to be for people on the video tiers, because there's not a lot of audio and it won't make sense. So we're actually going to do an edit where people from the audio podcast will pick up later after this next section of videos. If you want to see these videos, you can go to mwm.uscreen.io and just buy this episode for $5 American, or you can go to our Patreon tier and at the $25 tier onwards at patreon.com/mwmconfessions, we'll give you the opportunity to watch this. So those on the audio, this is where you leave us for just a moment. Can you believe the people on the audio podcast missed that, Amanda? I mean, OMG.
Yeah, it was just going to be weird for them to hear grunt, grunt, slish, slosh. Yeah,
absolutely.
Something that we had to show, I think. It's important to see that rather than sort of, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, after Cruz had been left alone for half an hour, Curcio returns and notices that the bottle of water had been moved. Now, those who were in the video podcast just literally saw how it had been moved. He moved it with his mouth. We know that Curcio is watching all this play out. So whatever he's about to do here, if he's feigning Amanda, if he's feigning surprise, he knows exactly what's happened. But let's see how the master does this.
Do you want water?
Just a little.
What?
Just a little.
All right, well, I'm going to get something because you got slobber all over it.
Yeah.
Just need a little drink. we're going. The bathroom's over here. It's fucking dark in there.
God, he's slumber all over.
Head back a little bit. You don't want water, or you do? Yes, go on. Do you want it or not? I'm not coming back again.
Okay.
You're just trying to drink it. One more?
One more. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to leave the water out of here so you don't do anything to misbehave with the water, all right? You need water. What are you going to do? You're going to yell so I can hear you. Right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Cruz must know that they can see him. He literally said, you've slobbered all over it. You're doing the wrong thing with the water. He must. Surely the penny is dropping that there is a camera in there.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird that we often see these, that they aren't looking around for the cameras. And as far as I'm aware, they're pretty obvious in interrogation rooms. I mean, I've seen them in some that I've seen myself. So I don't know why they aren't realizing that they're watching it, that it's not just the person in the room. There's a team that is going through all this stuff that he's talking about, getting Xanax and stuff like that. There's someone who goes and checks on that and asks people and double checks with like JT and his brother and all these sort of people. But we can see that Curcio is now no nonsense, no bullshit. I'm not going to play your games now. This is slobbered all over. I'm going to wipe it down, you know, so I can actually open it for him. And like, do you want water or not? He's now being curt. He played the nice guy, yep, and that's what he was saying. The demon said, I was a nice guy, and now he's coming in saying, you're just playing this bullshit game and he doesn't have time because there's a lot of paperwork if he does harm himself.
But also, is Curcio now like, I can't get any more out of him. He's asked for an attorney. We know that you can't ask any more questions, so it's done. It's over now, so Curcio doesn't have to play this game.
Well, exactly. So now if he says anything, it can't be used in court because he has asked for a lawyer, and then it can be that it was under duress or anything like that. So unfortunately, Curcio didn't get to have the crimes, which would have been very helpful, but this is a risk that they take. If they're going to play the nice guy game, it can stop in a second, and it happened when he started to push hard. You know, so where it was going, obviously Cruz wasn't going to go there. So it was successful to that point, but, you know, where he didn't get to the most important things.
Yeah. Well, after 2.5 hours, Curcio returns to the interview room and gives Cruz some more water, and he does a welfare check before leaving again. He does this a few more times before he mentions Cruz's brother, Zach.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Bring some more water in. Handcuffs still on?
Yeah.
Let me see. Still pretty loose. They're not hurting you, right? That was really. Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Now you gotta kind of lean forward. Let go of your pants. If they start to fall, they fall. I gotta be able to get to the handcuff hole.
Yeah. Okay.
God dang it. Put them on upside down, huh? I really give you a belt that sells those hospital gowns. Okay. That's really loose now. See, what it does, is when you lean back too far, I don't really have a lot of work. It clicks. All right, one more.
Okay.
Need anything else?
No.
All right. We did find your brother, so. I said, we did find your brother, so.
Is he okay?
Yeah. That was one of the things you asked me. Why don't you think he would have been okay? I mean, you mean think he's okay about this, or you think he was physically okay?
Physically.
So why do you think something would be physically wrong with
him? No, I mean, like.
Well, he's upset for what happened.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk to him?
Excuse me?
Am I able to talk to him?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately, you're under arrest, so we can't bring him in here, especially since you've been doing all that stuff about wanting to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Anything else? I mean, the thing about it is since you said you wanted to talk to an attorney, I can't talk to you unless, you know, you want to talk to me. And you said you don't want to talk to me. So, I mean, if there's something else you want to know or whatever, you just got to let me know. But, all right? Okay. I'll be back in a little bit.
That was an interesting move, wasn't it? Curcio using Zach, Cruz's brother, because Cruz wanted to know if Zach was injured, if he was okay. But Curcio using that as a way of trying to get Cruz to recant his call out for an eternity so that he can keep talking.
Yeah, he's just sort of saying that is an opportunity. Like he can't say, you know, do you want to take that back and say something else, or there's a fly in here now. But it's more about just seeing if he wanted to go down that track, because he had talked about Zach earlier and his friend JT, who he called brother. So the fact that he then asked if he was all right, because he may have thought that he had shot Zach. So, you know, there was that opportunity. You know, this is the brother of a killer. You know, terrible things could have happened. So the fact that he brought him up again now as just a, oh, by the way, you know, and he said, no, you can't talk to Zach. I think that was an interesting thing to play, that that he just wanted to see if that would open up the dialogue again, but it kind of didn't.
Yeah. Let's go back a little bit earlier in the day, just after the shootings had occurred, because police actually did arrest Cruz's adopted brother, Zach. He'd been seen at the high school that day playing on the basketball courts. This was a very different scene to the way Nicholas was arrested. So there's a few high-pitched sounds in here as well, but have a look at how this played out. Very, very different.
A lot of extra clothes.
That's all right. Are you living out of a backpack?
Nah, well, that looks my suitcase.
How'd you get from down here?
My friend did.
Oh, yeah? Are you working up in Lantana?
Not currently. Not yet.
I was going. Who has a tablet? Anybody have a tablet? Can you grab a photo for me, please? With the plug in the hat? I understand that. Did you ever attend that school?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah.
Where'd you finish up? Where'd you graduate?
Well, 9 years. I was 11.
Okay. All right. So we're going to issue a trespass warning. All right. Who's the primary deputy? We're just going to bang out an F5.
Yeah.
We do an F5 for you.
Yeah. That's awesome. The trespassing, I can't even be by like.
Kick on school property. Kick on school property. All right. So.
Do we want to confirm with the school office to see if he's actually...
Well, that's what I was asking, if that was done. Somebody said yes, of course.
So, I mean, if he has been trespassed from that school...
Believe me, I'm sure it's 100%, but is the supporter still there? Oh, he has been. Okay.
If anyone can verify that he was on that call...
Have somebody check with the principal.
Okay. Then one of the cops speaks to Zach, remembering him from a previous time he had questioned him about skateboarding and trespassing.
Zach, remember me from over when you were at school? Well, yeah, you were skateboarding. You were over at Heron Heights.
Yeah, Heron Heights.
Yeah. I know. You got big, man. Yeah, you've changed. You changed. You doing all right? That's good, man.
Well, Zach was then handcuffed and taken to the station. Amanda, as we said, this is very different to Nicholas's arrest. Did they know pretty quickly that he wasn't involved in the shooting?
Oh, well, they knew it was a single school shooter. I mean, the fact that Columbine was two is actually very, very rare, and that wasn't supposed to be a school shooting. That was supposed to be an attack. So it's interesting that even one of the cops says, you know, I've spoken to you before about skateboarding, and like, this is why, because when shit goes down, you're going to be targeted and questioned for being there when you shouldn't be. So, yeah, but he was handcuffed and he was taken in for questioning, but they knew pretty quickly that he would just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, unfortunately.
It was almost like that police officer knew Zach was a good kid And, you know, like, yeah, he'd been skateboarding and trespassing, but, you know, like, he wasn't out joining gangs or anything like that. He was a kid just trying to have a go on his skateboard. That's how it came across, that in that very short interaction.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he says, oh, God, you've gotten big, you know, which means it had been a while ago, you know, but he was obviously such a nice kid that he remembered him, because you remember the good ones and the really bad ones. You don't remember those ones in between, and we know that Zach's a good kid.
Yeah. All right, returning now to Cruz's interrogation, and Curcio returns to the room and tells Cruz that he's spoken with Zach and they are allowed to speak. Now, there are multiple cuts in this, but we're going to play the whole section in its entirety without analysis, as we've covered this in a previous episode on the families of killers. So we'll just play this bit for you.
I did talk to Zach. He's right here. Okay, well, listen up, though. If you want to talk to Zach because of some of the things you said, I'm going to have to sit in the room. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to ask you any questions. But I can't leave you two alone because some of the things you said about harming yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to Zach?
Yes.
Okay, Zach, have a seat. And again, I'm not saying anything at all. So.
What do you think Mom would think right now? If she would cry. She would cry. People think you're a monster now. Monster? You don't have anything, and you're not acting like yourself. Like, why? This is not who you are. Like, come on. Why did you do this? This is. Don't even laugh at me. Dude, this is. What happened to your Instagram? I tried to text you, like, literally a couple of days ago, because I had this bad feeling in my heart. What happened to your Instagram? Why did you text me? What happened to it? Why'd you stop with your social media? People. And you mean people, dude? It's irrelevant people. What? Who? Tell me exactly who. Who made you delete your Instagram? Who? People. What people? People. You think this is not even a game? You're not going to wake up and be out of here. You remember when we were in the hospital and I told you I had your back? Remember when Mom died? Remember we were walking down the hallway and I told you? You don't remember. You probably don't, because you just did some fucked up shit. I told you when we were walking down the hallway that's just me and you and I had your back. Alright, I know you probably feel like you have nobody, but I care about you. I literally would pull my heart out for you. I know I make it seem like I didn't care about you at all. I know I made it seem like when we were growing up that I hated you, I didn't like you. But truth is, I just didn't want to look like, I didn't want to look weak. I love you with all my heart. Like, I will tell you, I'm telling you right now, I love you. All right, I know what you did today. Other people look at me like I'm crazy for you. And I don't care what other people think, like, you're my brother. I love you. I want you to. You can't. Why are you? Can I hug him?
As long as you.
I love you too, bro. I know what you've gone through,
though. I'm sorry.
That's okay, bro. I know how you grow up. I know that people don't understand you, but I understand.
I love you.
You don't know what you want to do with your life. You didn't know what you want to do with your life. How did you not know what you want to do with your life? You talk about the army.
I know.
You talk about. I think that's really it. I mean, you never really told me about how you want to do with your whole life. Why would you jeopardize that? Like, you can't even own a gun now. You can't even. I mean, it's not even about the gun. I don't know why I'm talking about that. You're only 19, dude. Do you know how many years you had ahead of you? You know how many years you had? Years. You're still stuck in your teenage mindset and you did this dumb shit. You're not thinking about your future. I still care for you. What? I still love you.
Still love you too.
Bro, like, I mean, I wish I could have prevented this. Because I feel like this is a big part of, like, my fault also. Because, you know, we grew up together. Like, I know I was the nicest to you. I know I probably made you feel like shit. And you told me that, I'm pretty sure that you told me that I made you want to kill yourself or something. No, I'm sorry that I grew up being a dumb jerk to you and made fun of you and didn't want you to hang out with my friends, even though there's nothing wrong. Like, I think about it, like, I was just, I don't know, man. I don't even know how to talk right now. You can't even see Kobe anymore. Or Maisie. And that's what you would text me. You'd be like, oh, how are Kobe? How amazing. They're good. Like, dude, you had me, dog. I even cried, dude. I think I thought about, like, you killing yourself, and I cry about it. And by myself, I think, damn, like, this kid, like, if he killed himself, like, I would feel like shit, because this is my brother. Like, I love him.
I'm a failure, dude.
I mean,
no question about it.
Nah, dude, you're lost. You're not in your head. Like, you're not with yourself. I feel like you're caught up in something in your head. You're not right in the head. That's for sure. You're not right in the head. Even though we chilled and, like, I've understood you, and, like, remember those days when we go to the pool? We talk going there and walking back about crazy shit. I like hanging out with you, though, but you know, like, we have different, like, thought, like, we didn't really, like, I don't know, we do different stuff. That's why I wasn't always there. You know, I like to skate, you like the guns, you like guns. That's all I knew. I didn't feel it like that. I was like, I don't even want to leave. I want to stay here with you, but I can't. I can't, dude. I want to talk to you. Like, I would love to just talk to you one on one without anybody. Like, I wish you could just get up and walk with me. Like, walk up and nope. You can't talk. You can't do none of that.
All right, well, like I said, I gave you guys some time together. No, I understand that. No.
I'm going to come to your trial. I'm coming to everything, all right? I'll come see you whenever I'm allowed to. I'll have everything. I swear to God, every time I have the chance to see you, I will come see you. I swear on everything I love. I will come see you every chance I am given. All right? No matter what happens, I'm going to come see you, all right? I'm going to come see you. I care about you, all right? I'm gonna come see you, alright? I promise, I'm gonna come see you every time. I care about you, alright? I care about you, dog. Like, I hope you know.
I can't read.
You really messed up this time. Like, at a point where, like, it's not even, like, a joke. It's not. No one can get you out of this, dog. Like. I'll have another conversation with you another time, all right? Like, I'll try to talk to you, all right?
Like I said, I'll let you guys talk privately, but, you know, his concern
just,
to me was...
Just stay solid, all right? Just don't hurt yourself, all right? So just live your life, all right? Please, do not kill yourself, all right? You're given one life. Like, you don't understand. I don't think you understand that. You're given one life. You only can live one time. All right, don't just end it because you don't like how it is. Live your life. See how it is. Even if it's going to feel hopeless, if it feels hopeless, you gotta push through, dog. That's all I can tell you right now. All right.
Okay.
All right, Zach. Cool.
Shit. You see, I have to go. I literally can't stay here with you. Like, I want to stay here with you. I don't want to go with this guy. I don't want to go back out there. All right. And people are crazy out there right now. I do not want to go back out there. But I have to. All right. I'm gonna come see you, bro. Please. Don't forget. All right. When you're feeling hopeless, think about me. All right. I love you. I believe.
Well, you're going to have the chance to talk to him on the phone. They have phones and everything over there right now. So once he gets situated, he can call you.
Just stay solid, all right? Be strong. Be strong for me, all right? If you're not for yourself, remember, think of me. Be strong for me, please. So I love you. I don't care about anybody else in my life right now. I don't care about skateboarding. I don't care about nothing. I don't care about being cool. I don't care about none of that. I don't care about you right now, all right? I don't care what people think about me. Thing that I love you and I care about you. I don't care what nobody thinks. I care about you. I care about you. I don't care what other people think. I just want you to know that I love you, dog. Like, I really do. Like I feel like I had a better bond with you than mom. Like, all right, so I really gotta go. So
okay.
Well, like I said, you're gonna get the chance to talk to him once he gets phone privileges and everything.
All right, I believe I. Just stay solid for me, all right?
I will.
Try to find God, all right?
Okay.
Just say you have a demon, try to find God. Because God is good. God will be there for you. Just, when you're thinking in your head, just try to connect with God, all right?
Okay.
Try to see, like, just try to connect with someone except besides negativity in your head. Try to think of positive things, all right?
Yes.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you. All right. This isn't the last time I'm going to see you, all right?
Okay.
So stay strong, all right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I love you.
I love you, too. I really do. I love you with all my heart. I don't care about no one else but you right now. I still don't. Even when this doesn't happen, I only care about you. Sorry, that might not make sense, but...
Okay, no, Zach.
I'm just going to keep jumbling my words.
No, I know. That's why I understand. He understands what you're saying.
I have to have one more hug. This one.
Yeah, go ahead. Make it quick.
I'm like, I want you to know, bro. I really care for you and I love you, all right?
Okay.
You'll get through this, all right? Just stay solid, all right? It's going to suck for a while, but all right? Just stay strong.
Okay.
Geez, Amanda, there's a couple of things there. Conversations that should have taken place a long time ago, not when it's way too late now, but also in that moment you see why people do stay by the side of their loved ones when they do horrible, horrible things. Love is a weird thing, and, you know, I've often thought, not often, had the occasional thought, what if your kids did something so horrific? And you see this play out sometimes and the parents are still there every day defending them. And in that moment, in that clip, we see why.
It's sorry, it just breaks my heart, that poor kid. You know, Zach has done what he has to do. He has stepped up, and he's actually younger than Nick. So,
is he?
You know, he says, he's 18. So it was 18 at the time. You know, these kids have lost both of their adoptive parents. They don't know their own backgrounds. They've been sort of left to their own devices. Zach was living out of his backpack. You know, these kids, and just he has to stand up and he says, I love you. And Nicholas actually says, I care for you, and then changes to I love you. But that emotion, that was the real Nick. When he sobbed and he was trying to talk through those sobs, that is a real emotion. That is him, like, finally breaking. That was, had they had he not already called for a lawyer, this would have been a good time to sort of shift this interview around, because he's now vulnerable and open. You know, the fact that Curcio did this and allowed this to happen is just amazing. And this is him being the good guy again. This is him saying, you know, because he said earlier, no, you can't talk to him. There's no way. But then they've done this, and that would have been the perfect time for Cruz to come and say, I'm going to confess now and everything. Because, you know, even down to the way that Zach left that room, he walked backwards. He didn't turn his back on his brother at all. And that was very, very important, you know, that we can see that this isn't just lip service. This isn't the cool brother saying, you know, fuck you, I'm out of here. You know, he did not turn his back on him from that very first moment. And you know, he has a hard world to now do as the brother of Nick Cruz.
Oh, he's tarred, and people will then be angry that he's going to court and supporting him and all that kind of stuff.
And he's a person of colour too, which we know is something that plays into things like this in the criminal justice system on occasion. In the US, it's not every time, I know that. Please don't send me complaints. You know, but here we have a kid who he really didn't know what to say, and he said the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And when he said, I even love you more than skateboarding, that was just the most beautiful thing, you know. It was a dumb thing, but this is how an 18-year-old thinks. He has to talk to his brother who's just killed 17 people,
yeah,
you know, and he was able to say, you fucked it all, mate, you know, life's gone, you know, you can't even buy a gun now. It's like he hasn't that permanence that is going to happen from this. There is no way that Cruz was going to walk away from this.
No, there was that whole thing he couldn't obviously wrap his head around. That was pretty obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's just, you know, and I know that we've played that before, and I've watched that scene many, many times, and it's just so heartbreaking that this kid feels a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
He feels that, could he have done something? And this what happens in hindsight. And he says, you know, you tried to kill yourself before, and I should have been there for you. And I do cry thinking that that's how you're feeling. It was just very emotional and terrifyingly sad and horrifically tragic and beautiful as well, that, you know, that they had this time together and that he could say some things. Obviously, he probably might have said, what the fuck did you do, if Curcio wasn't there? But I think it was just, this was a nice thing. We don't see this often. We often see family being at some interrogations, when we did that blonde girl who faked her own kidnapping, and when we did the young girl who killed the girl next door. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. You know, we've seen family in them, but this is just a brief interlude, and this is like 7 or 8 hours into this interview, and it's interesting that this is the first time that Cruz was actually very, very real.
Yeah. Well, once Zach leaves, Curcio gives Cruz a little more water and says something very important.
Said you wanted to talk to him, so I followed through for you, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. So, Amanda, Curcio said, I followed through for you. Why is that important?
Because this is him still planting those seeds that he is the nice guy and I've done you a favour. So, you know, this is your quid pro quo moment, that, you know, are you going to say something? This is your opportunity to maybe take back the lawyer thing, because I've now seen you open and honest and vulnerable. As I said, this was a good time to try and get that happen. Had he not asked for a lawyer, this would have been where we got the whole outpouring of a confession, because he knows, regardless of who he shot and killed, he has seen the hurt it's done to his brother. And that was something that he realized that he is to blame for that. So I think it would have been perfect, but he doesn't buy it. But it was very important that Curcio did that, because that was going to be a fantastic opportunity.
Mm. Well, Cruz is then left alone for 4 hours in the interrogation room, where he sits almost comatose at times, no doubt left to hopefully consider those people he killed and maimed. At the end of the interrogation, two heavily armed sheriffs, deputies wearing Kevlar, to handcuff Cruz and take him to processing. Amanda, next week we start examining the psychologist appointments with Nicholas Cruz, so we watch how he tries to convince them all about his demon.
Maybe. It's a very interesting thing to see after watching all of this interrogation, I can tell you that.
Oh, that's coming up in the next episode of Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. I'm Rob McKnight. Amanda Howard is our expert. We'll see you next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.